Looks like a motive is starting to develop in that deadly shooting in New York. The mayor says that the gunman who killed four before taking his own life was targeting the NFL headquarters in Manhattan, but apparently took the wrong elevator and never made it to the NFL headquarters and ended up killing himself before he could find his way there. We'll have more coming up for you in the news at the bottom of the hour here on WWL. LSU players report to football camp today, and we're barely a month away from the opener for your LSU Tigers. WWL's Jeff Palermo, who writes all of our LSU news at WWL.com, joins us now on the live line. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Football is in the air. We're getting closer and closer to not having to watch cornhole and other sporty sports on ESPN on weekends anymore. We're getting some real sports on the horizon, and glad to see that the Tigers are reporting to camp. It seems, depending on who you ask, though, the level of optimism varies. The writers at SEC Media Days picked the Tigers to finish fourth in the SEC. Others are picking them to compete for a national championship. What should we believe here, and what are your expectations?
Well, I think I look at this, and I got a story coming up here very soon here on WWL.com, Dave, and I wrapped it up at the end, I guess, to get to jump all the way to the bottom. Is I almost look at this season for LSU football very much like what we just had with LSU baseball. We went into LSU baseball recognizing that the team, especially considering the work they did in the transfer portal and the number of players that they signed, that the depth was there. I mean, Brian Kelly has made it clear that this is the best roster he's had since he's arrived at LSU. And you can make the argument that Jay Johnson going into the season, even though he had won a national championship in 2023, that the roster from top to bottom was better than that 2023 team. What you just didn't know about LSU baseball this past year were, yeah, you had a lot of good players, but you needed some guys to have some great years. And that's exactly what happened. You know, with the likes of Cade Anderson and Ethan Frye and Anthony Ianson and, you know, Derek Curiel. There was a lot of guys that had great seasons. When you look at the All-SEC preseason team, there's only one player that's a first-team selection, and that's Whit Weeks. But you can make the argument, and I think Brian Kelly will tell you, that there's a lot of guys that are poised to have great seasons for them this year. Guys like, obviously, Garrett Nussmeier.
Who needs to have a great season. Yeah.
Yes, Cade Durham, the sophomore running back. Guys on the defensive line like a Dominic McKinley, Harold Perkins, could Jarden Gilbert have a really good season? So if some of these guys that certainly have talent really have breakout seasons and have, you know, big seasons, yeah, LSU's a national title contender. But, you know, if these guys, if it's just, you know, just, I don't want to say average seasons, but if they don't have those kind of breakout seasons or injuries occur again to Chris Hilton and, then they're a team that's, fighting to win 9 games this season.
And I guess if you look at the history, they've lost every season opener since the coaching change. And if they lose this season opener, you wonder, all right, where does this season go? Although, looks like things get easier from the first week on out. This may be their toughest game of the season against Clemson to start the 2025 campaign.
And what is, I think, a little more interesting about this season opener is how much they are putting into it with the Clemson paw prints and Clemson, you know, posted all over the locker rooms and the team room and the weight room and showing highlights of Clemson game, all going 1-0. You know, that's the mantra of the season. They're putting so much emphasis on it, and you have to wonder if they end up losing at Clemson, just, you know, how this team is able to mentally rebound from that. They're going to have to rebound quick. Yeah, the next game is, you know, a winnable game, but then you have Florida looming on the schedule, and they're pretty talented as well. So they're putting so much into it as far as trying to win the season opener. It will be a letdown if they, again, drop their week one game.
Yeah, when you put that much emphasis on something, if it doesn't happen, that's the risk that it hurts you more than if you had lost if you hadn't put so much emphasis on it. Where are the Tigers strongest and weakest? We'll ask Jeff Palermo to run that down for us after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Jeff Palermo about expectations for the LSU football team as players report to camp today. Jeff, the Heisman odds have Arch Manning most likely to win, followed by Garrett Nussmeier and Clemson's Cade Kubnick. So two of the top three candidates for the Heisman squaring off against each other in this first game for the Tigers. That should be exciting.
No, that's just another huge storyline for this game, you know, and then you got the whole who has the real Death Valley debate going on. And, two teams that, Clemson got into the college football playoff last year. And, LSU's trying to punch their way in there. And you got two veteran coaches and Dabo Sweeney and Brian Kelly. It really is a fantastic season opener. And it there's a lot to chew on when you look ahead to that game and the battle between the two quarterbacks. One of them is going to take a step forward towards putting themselves in that Heisman talk candidacy for sure, whoever comes out as the winner and has a really big game in that season opener.
Yeah, 32 days from now. Wildly, that's not even necessarily the biggest game of the day with Texas and Arch Manning taking on reigning champs Ohio State in the game right before that. So it's going to be a hell of a day for college football fans. Where are the Tigers the strongest, and where are your concerns about this LSU football team?
Well, I think strongest, you could say at the quarterback, that the quarterback room is, they're very strong in, I think. Nussmeier coming back as a 4,000-yard passer. And then if something did happen to him, they got a really good backup out of and a guy that started a lot last year at Mississippi State, and Michael Van Buren. So you feel really strong about that quarterback room in case something did happen to Nussmeier. And, on my story that's going up on WWL.com, I think the biggest question mark to me, I think it's on both sides of the football, on the offense and the defensive lines and how well they come together, especially on the offensive line where they have to return or have to replace four starters and your one starter that's coming back, you're not exactly sure if he's going to be playing at the same position that he was last year, and that being DJ Chester, who may move from center to guard because Braylon Moore, who was a starter at Virginia Tech, is now at LSU. Josh Thompson is the other big transfer portal addition, a fifth-year senior from Northwestern who can play both tackle and guard. And you have to replace Will Campbell and Emory Jones. And can Tyree Adams and Weston Davis be those two guys? And then when you look at the defensive line, you're wondering who could step up there. You got a five-star prospect in Dominic McKinley. You need to see that kid make some strides this season. Injury slowed him down during his freshman year. Defensive line was, they were just trying to piece it together last year, but there were some guys that really got some really good experience last year, like Ahmad Bro. You're bringing back Jacoby and Guillory, who's been around forever, but suffered a season-ending injury a season ago. And then again, another position where you load it up with transfer portal players and Patrick Payton and Jamari Butler and Jack Clyburn. Those guys, you need to hit on those guys for LSU, meaning those guys need to be really good additions coming out of the transfer portal for LSU to take the necessary step that it needs to do this season.
Very quickly, is this a playoff team or not? Your prediction?
I think it's a playoff team. To me, the schedule's tough, but there's enough talent there to get to the playoffs, and to me, it's playoff or bust, Dave. If they don't
compare
with for Brian Kelly, with an experienced quarterback like Garrett Nussmeier and the investment they've made in getting all these transfer portal players, if they can't get it done this season, I don't know. I don't know when they get it done. Especially because they got to start at the quarterback position all over again.
Well, you're done for now, but if folks want more, they can read Jeff's story right now on our website at WWL.com. LSU players report for preseason camp with college football playoffs on their mind. Go read it now. More from Jeff throughout this camp and the season here on WWL. We shift to Saints, see how things went in the first padded practice after the news.